Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Read to Lead Podcast, Episode 63.
Hi, I'm Liz Wiseman, author of Rookie Smarts, Why Learning Beats Knowing in the New Game of Work. Stick around because you found the podcast that is all about learning. It's the Read to Lead Podcast with my friend, Jess Brown.
Welcome to the Read to Lead Podcast with Jeff Brown. Jeff believes that if you desire to achieve true success in business and in life, then consistent and intentional reading is a must. The Read to Lead Podcast will not only help you narrow this ever-important reading list, but also bring you key insights and valuable feedback from some of today's most successful and inspiring authors. And now, here's Jeff.
Hi, and welcome to the podcast that is dedicated to your personal and professional growth. Now, this is the part where I normally say each and every week we welcome a successful and inspiring author, and we talk about their latest book and unique insights on a number of different topics. Well, there's no guest this time around, but fear not. I'm going to be bringing to you today five of my favorite reading apps. These are apps that help me get more reading done in much less time, and I think they'll be helpful to you as well. Now, some of these you may have heard of, but I'd be willing to bet there are at least a handful on this list that you've never heard of before, and a couple in particular that I'm very, very excited about and can't wait to share. Now, this first one you've no doubt heard of, if for no other reason than because they advertise on a lot of podcasts, even this one in the not-too-distant past. It's one of my favorite reading apps of all time, and that is Audible. You can find out more about them, by the way, at readtoleadpodcast.com/audible. Audible is the app that a little over a year ago was allowing me to read, on average, a book a week. And in fact, it was using the Audible app that gave me the idea for this podcast. And for that reason, it's an app that I'm very, very fond of. If you haven't yet tried Audible, I encourage you to do so. You can use my affiliate link, by the way, and get a 30-day free trial and get your first book for free if you'd like to do that. Again, it's readtoleadpodcast.com/audible. Of course, the great thing about an app like Audible is you can turn things like your commute into a time of productivity, not much unlike what you probably do with your podcast listening. Now, it's important to note that Audible isn't the only game in town. Another app that I love to use to listen to audiobooks is one that's a little bit more under the radar, and that's audiobooks.com. I have found their app easier to use, especially when it comes to finding a particular book or a particular genre of books. I have found its search options to be much more friendly than Audible's in the past. Now, I know Audible recently has upped their game a bit, so that may no longer be the case. But if you're looking for an alternative to an app like Audible, then definitely check out audiobooks.com. You can find their app in the Google Play and the Apple App Store. It's another one that I highly recommend. If you've listened to the podcast for any length of time, certainly over the last several months, then you know about Blinkist. Blinkist offers written business book summaries inside their app that you can consume in just a few minutes. And we ran an experiment in October and early November where we published three bonus episodes of the podcast, which were in essence audio versions of Blinkist's written summaries. Our hope was to get feedback from people just like you to determine if Blinkist should add audio versions of their summaries inside their app. Well, I just heard back from them during the Thanksgiving holiday, and I am excited to be able to let you know here publicly for the first time that on December 11th, 2014, Blinkist 3.0 will be released, and it will include audio summaries of your favorite business books. Thank you very much for playing a role in that and letting both me and Blinkist know what you thought about the ones that we tested here on the podcast. Now, again, in the interest of full disclosure, Blinkist is a sponsor, but I think it's important to include them on this list, especially with the addition of their audio summaries. Again, coming out December 11th, 2014, and it will be available for both Android and iOS. To find out more about Blinkist, just visit readtoleadpodcast.com/Blinkist. Another app I only recently discovered, thanks to my friends at Blinkist, is an app called Umano. That's U-M-A-N-O. You can find out more about them at umano.me. One of the things I love to do is read articles on the web or read articles in some of my favorite magazines like Fast Company or Inc. Magazine or Wired. Well, the great thing about Umano is it delivers up articles from a number of different publications in audio form. Do you sense a theme here today? Yes, that's right. Umano specializes in serving up web and magazine articles in audio form. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a number of apps on my mobile phone that can sometimes go overboard when it comes to the push notifications. I start looking for how to turn those off in a particular app because they just seem to come at the oddest of times, and often the information being delivered isn't all that relevant to me. I have not found that to be the case at all with Umano. Now, I might get two or three notifications a day from Umano, but it's almost always a welcomed one because I've been able as a user to go in the app and tell the app exactly the kinds of articles I want to know about, I want to be notified about. And one of my favorite things is how the push notifications work. As soon as you receive one, you have basically three options. You can dismiss it immediately, you can play it immediately, or you can add it to your playlist, which is great for those moments when listening to the article might not be the most convenient thing to do right now, but you don't have to lose it or forget it either. You just add it to your playlist and listen to it at a time that is convenient for you. Now, I'm using the free version of the app right now, and it allows for, I believe, up to 20 articles inside your playlist. At that point, you hit a ceiling, so if you want to add more to your playlist, you need to listen to some and get rid of those so that you can add more. But the paid version, I believe, is just $4 a month, so it's not that expensive at all. I haven't tried that version yet, but it allows for, I believe, unlimited additions to your playlist. Finding the time to read articles on the web or even in some of the digital versions of the magazines I've subscribed to that come right to my iPad, I just can't find that time. And so being able to listen to many of those same articles is a great way for me, again, to get more reading done in less time. That's what this list of my favorite reading apps is all about. Now, the final app on my list of favorite reading apps is technically not a reading app at all, but I figure it's my list, and so if I want it on there, it's going to be on there. It actually is my favorite app for listening to podcasts, and that is Stitcher. Whether you use iOS or Android, I think Stitcher is far and away the absolute best app to listen to podcasts on. Technically not a reading app at all, but my favorite app for listening to podcasts. And if that's not one you're currently using, I encourage you to, at the very least, give it a try. I think it will change the way you listen to podcasts. And as is in the spirit of this list, allow you to get through more podcasts in less time. Well, I hope you enjoyed my list of my five favorite reading apps. They're ones that I use all the time. I encourage you to do so as well. Again, there was Audible, also audiobooks.com. We talked about Blinkist and the new functionality inside their app coming December 11th, 2014, allowing you to listen to your favorite business book summaries. There was also Umano. And finally, Stitcher. Now, to find more information directing you to each of these great and useful apps, just go to readtoleadpodcast.com/063 for episode 63. That will do it for this episode. I look forward to seeing you next time for the Read to Lead podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to the Read to Lead podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Become a vital member of the community. Visit us on the web at readtoleadpodcast.com. Until next time, remember, leaders read and readers lead.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.